For another kind of gridlock, we turn now to Nigeria. The city of Lagos is on the fast track to being the most populous in Africa, but the city is often stuck in traffic. Buses, taxis, and overloaded trucks are held hostage to a road network that hasn't been updated in decades. The locals call them go-slows. Reporter Rowan Moore Garrity rode along with a Lagos cab driver to see for himself.
Olafemi Adeboyega has been sitting at the same intersection for 45 minutes. He's beginning to think the traffic cop isn't doing his job.
We just stand there and be looking. Doing nothing.
Behind us, a long line of ancient yellow taxis has been stalled so long most drivers have turned their engines off. Pedestrians weave between the cars in a constant stream. It's closing time, when most people in Lagos get off work. The exact wrong time to try and cross a city of 21 million. Suddenly, after a burst of honking, the truck ahead of us lurches forward with a cloud of black smog.
Okay, he's doing his job now. Can you see? He's doing his job now.
When we reach the intersection, it's easy to see why things were jammed. A pile of concrete in the middle of the road forces all traffic to make a three-point turn in the middle of a four-lane highway, with the traffic cop's help.
Try to protect your car. Yeah, come along. Come along, come along. Yeah, in order, yeah, in order. Yeah, revive back. One more. That's all right. Yeah, we can now finally take off.
But Boyega says this is better than it used to be, at least marginally.
Our government are trying to make an effort. They put police everywhere in Lagos.
In addition to police, the government has put restrictions on accident-prone motorcycle taxis. Hawkers who earn a living walking between lanes with snacks, clothes, and newspapers have been banned from some of the more congested roads.
Lagos Traffic Radio, 96.1 FM. If you're moving around toll gates, please drive with caution.
And last year, the state government launched an FM station devoted entirely to live traffic updates. Boyega listens religiously. Before long, we're stopped again. Seeking out customers with a smooching sound, a hawker approaches the window to sell Boyega a wristwatch.
How much?
I give me 6,000 take.
Wait, take.
Huh? You come back out. Let me see what take. Huh?
Take now.
How much won't give me, my guy?
Come here to where?
Bring out.
Take it.
Bring money.
Boyega spends 12 hours of each day in the driver's seat of his Toyota Camry. He says he loves his job, partly because he has the luxury of air conditioning. Today, though, his AC is broken, and Boyega has his windows down, like most everyone else.
When the weather is hot, we'll be sweating. We have to bring in the smoke.
Boyega says when he finally gets out of the traffic,
we have to give glory to Almighty God. God, thank you.
So, if you're in bumper-to-bumper in L.A. or Miami, just remember, it could be Lagos. For NPR News, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.
Rowan Moore Garrity reports from Lagos with a grant from the International Reporting Project.